grocery, and vegan deli, located at 8...
That was friendly.
And this is Yes Boy,
your Newfoundland music show on CKXU, Lethbridge, Alberta, and syndicated to CHMR, VOBB, and elsewhere.
We'll be right back with lots of Newfoundland fun and great music.
Yes Boy.
Welcome to Yes Boy. I'm Derek. I am here, of course, with Pauline. Pauline, and we are Yes Boy. We play modern Newfoundland and Labrador music out there on the Atlantic Ocean. And, you know, we chat a bit, too. Okay, maybe more than a bit. Pauline,
that's my favorite ocean.
Me, too.
Yeah.
The North Atlantic.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
But then, you know, gosh, there's like the Pacific Ocean and the Arctic Ocean. Just so special. And I've spent a lot of time on both of those oceans, far-flung different parts. And, you know, total shout-out to our listeners on CFBI, Cambridge Bay and elsewhere in Nunavut. Incredible places and people. And CHMZ, Tofino and Ucluelet, BC, out there on the far west coast of Vancouver Island. Magical. Tough City Radio. And so, you know, we are just so honored to be syndicated to those stations. Yes, boy, on more oceans. And speaking of oceans, salmon.
I prefer Atlantic salmon.
There you go. Now our listeners know.
Well, I love salmon. I've often said the only thing better than salmon is barbecued salmon.
Fair enough.
And lemon meringue pie.
And lemon meringue pie. Oh, yeah. Together, those just don't sound good to me.
Oh, that's like my favorite pie.
Oh, all right. Jeez. Well, yeah, you know, yeah. Gotta live and let live. And
you're gonna tolerate my barbecued salmon and lemon meringue pie. Yes. Okay, we are good to go.
Yes, that's not going to cause too major a rift.
So we have something extra special here today on Yes Boy. Pauline, who is our featured band this week?
Rollins Cross.
Rollins Cross, boy. Celtic rock, I think, is the...
You know, Rollins Cross, mm-hmm. Back in the day, you gave me, if you want to listen to some good music, you should listen to this. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a turn of the wheel, actually.
Yeah, yes. You know, really upbeat music, but bringing in traditional instruments.
Yeah, bagpipe.
Bagpipes. Okay, so if you're a bagpipe fan, do not leave.
Do not switch the channel.
No, because like bagpipes are a big part of Rollins Cross. Ian McKinnon. And I knew Ian back then in St. John's. He was living there at the time, and there's a group of us that hung around, and we had lots of fun together.
Nice.
Jackie from the UK and now in the US of A, and Shona from Scotland. And a total shout out to all our friends in Scotland, right? Every day should be Robbie Burns Day, right? And later in the show today, we've got Anita Best from VOBB with more information about Robbie Burns. That'll be interesting later on, making a cameo appearance here on Yes Boy. Is that a thing for radio? Cameo appearance? Well, stay tuned for that.
Yes, boy.
And, of course, we talked all about a few shows ago, Pauline, about all those Scotland Newfoundland dogs when Mahalia was over there. And Ian was part of that group. It was a lot of fun. And I think he lived around Rollins Cross, the intersection.
The intersection where they got their name from.
Yeah. We'll talk about that maybe in the next talk set. But let's get a little taste of, speaking of salmon and lemon meringue pie, of Rollins Cross music.
So what's up, you're asking, dear listener?
I am actually listening and asking.
And you're a listener, you're listening anyway. First song we have up is Colleen, and it's on their 1989 album, A Turn of the Wheel, and up after that is Wild Rose, same album.
Colleen, Pauline, boy, where you
Colleen,
been?
Colleen, where you been?
Colleen.
Maybe we're ruining the song. Maybe they won't want to listen to it after we sing it.
They do a way better job. I know not to sing, although yet I do try.
Yeah, I know.
And you sung before we sing on the show. Why not, boy, right? But Colleen. And then after that, Wild Rose.
I just said that. Right. Honest to God.
Right. Well, they were overwhelmed. Now they need to know about...
I don't think you listen to me on air, you know.
Well, I'm a little distracted, boy, with all the stuff, right?
All the stuff. All the buttons and the sliders and the gigas.
Yes, boy, and the whatnots, right? Yeah, basically. All right. So, Rollins Cross here today on Yes Boy. Let's go straight into Colleen from the 1989 album A Turn of the Wheel that Pauline's already said. All right, boys, so fasten your seatbelts. Bagpipes coming your way here on Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
One, two, three, four. barstool. Death of a lonely night. Front door blows open. In walks a welcome sight. Committing yourself a crime. Well, if you're a fallen angel, you still look good to me. Let us raise our glass now to future memories. Call me, where you be? Call me, where you be?
Collins Cross, boy. Wow. So, welcome back to Yes, Boy. Pauline, what did we just hear?
We just heard Wild Rose from the 1989 album A Turn of the Wheel. Of course, Rollins Cross. And before that, Colleen. Same album.
Colleen.
I've been called Colleen so many times. Like the... I can't even count.
Right. It was like the Colleen Power Show. We talked a bit about that. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Rollins Cross.
Now, we said bagpipes, also accordion, mandolin. I think, no, I'm just talking
the
about
band
the band in general.
They play a lot of different instruments.
I think we might have heard some trumpet on Wild Rose there.
Yeah.
Not that I'm a musical expert, but that sounded like trumpet.
Yeah, so the band members of Rollins Cross, originally formed in the late 80s, as we mentioned, in St. John's, Ian McKinnon, but also the Panting Brothers, Dave and Jeff Panting. Those three were the mainstays and are still with the band today.
Dave Panting was lead vocals from 88 to 93, but stayed on with the band after that.
The Panting Brothers, they do a lot of the songwriting as well, you know, and they're just brilliant, right? And a number of other band members joined later on. We'll talk about that later in the show. And they've toured lots of places around the world, through Europe, Germany, and other places, the European festivals, and they've been in places like Santiago, Chile.
Really?
And other places, and lots of places across Canada. And they did their big Sunrise tour in Atlantic Canada in 2022, and they had the Sunrise album, right? Awesome.
Yes, bye.
Right. And very active, right?
Nice.
And we mentioned awards. Rollins Cross, they have been recognized, I believe, 9 East Coast Music Awards, ECMAs, and several Juno nominations, other awards. And in 2023, Rollins Cross were honored by ECMA with the Dr. Helen Creighton Lifetime Achievement Award. Like, wow. And that just sums it all up. So cool. Rollins Cross. They also put their music out under the Groundswell Music label. And over 10 albums.
Really?
Wow. Just amazing, right? And really quite a new and unique sound, right? I mean, I remember back then, especially the bagpipes and some of the other things that they brought in, and yet a very upbeat. Like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about a couple of things.
Okay. I, dear listener, do not know what those things are. So the real geniuses here, Derek prepares, I respond.
Right. Well, yeah, and that works well. It's the good formula for Yes Boy.
Yeah,
right?
I can't wait to hear what we're going to talk about.
Well, I thought...
What are we going to talk about, Derek? What?
The name.
Rollins Cross.
Rollins Cross,
okay.
Right? So, are you familiar with Rollins Cross in St. John's?
No, not the intersection.
Geez. Right.
No.
So, when you think of an intersection, it's like, you know, generally a couple of roads crossing each other.
Yeah, at 90 degree angles.
Generally, yes. This is something completely different. It's like... It's not an intersection as much as it's like an area.
A confluence of many streets. How many streets?
Seven.
And there's no roundabout at it either, is
there?
Well,
it's a little bit like a traffic circle before traffic circles became a thing. But it's not a traffic circle.
How did one know right of way?
Oh, it's a gong show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a lot of signs going on when you're going around Rollins Cross. It's well known. It's right up from downtown in St. John's, right at the top of Prescott Street, which is like... steep.
Yeah, okay.
It's one of a lot of the roads going downtown are steep. But then there's like Flavin Street, and then there's Queens Road, and there's Kings Road, Military Road, and then Monkstown Road and Rennie's Mill Road. They all converge in this weird sort of confluence, as you say, of roads come together. I mean, I remember when I moved to Alberta, you know, like the grid system was so bizarre, right? I mean, it's organized, like, I just like, that is such a foreign concept to me because, like,
well,
in
and from a geographic perspective, St. John's is a harbor city.
Yeah.
So it's going to all build up out of the harbor, right? So you're not really going to get a grid when you're
There's
going
no
up a hill.
There's no way
like
you're
that.
Getting a grid by in St. John's. That's
no.
just, it's not happening. Right? There's a lot of terrain, so a lot of hills. You got the harbor there. Roads were made before cars, before there were vehicles, like horses, and especially downtown. Rollins Cross, named after the Rollins family who had a grocery store.
Oh, really?
That's the other thing about...
the Rollins Grocery Store.
Yeah, yeah. Rennie's Mill Road there comes into it. That's not too far from where I lived.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Rennie's Mill, they milled flour.
Really?
On the river. On
really?
The Rennie's River.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Which flowed behind our house.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we had a blueberry patch down by the river by.
Yeah, I know.
Wild, yeah. Anyways, Rennie's River goes from Long Pond to Kitty Beauty Lake.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right through the city by. Yeah, lovely. So the other thing I was going to mention is did a little bit of fishing around about the history of bagpipes.
Oh, you did?
I did. Yes, I did.
Sometimes Derek will say he's doing research for the show, but I never really know what it is, right?
Right, yeah. Well, bagpipes are pretty prominent. It's not the only thing that's prominent with Rollins Cross. But
you'd really have to be not very with it to not notice the bagpipes.
Yeah, and I've been kind of fascinated by bagpipes because they're so different from so many other instruments. So the history apparently goes back, they think, to like Egypt, like 400 BCE.
It's interesting to know bagpipes go back so far.
Yeah, and they're not sure if it came from Egypt, maybe from Ireland coming into Scotland later on. So you've heard of the Roman Emperor Nero.
Yes.
Right,
and I had a dog named Nero.
That's what I was going to mention.
Oh, I didn't know you knew.
So you've heard the expression, fiddle while Rome burns.
Yes.
And that comes from the Emperor Nero. And Rome burned for apparently like 6 days in 64 AD /CE. So Nero was a big fan of bagpipes. And apparently the fiddle hadn't really been invented back then. So they questioned the instrument. It might have been bagpipes because he was a big fan of bagpipes and there weren't fiddles. That it might have been that the expression perhaps should have been or should be.
Bagpipe while Rome burns?
Right. Yeah. You know?
I'm going to start saying it in everyday language. Well, boy, that's like bagpiping while Rome burns.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to say it and see if it catches on.
Yeah, and you know, there's some good bagpipers here in Lethbridge.
Yeah?
Yeah, a couple of people. I know Sean and Dave. They often play the bagpipes for events here in town.
Okay.
And it's a big thing in Atlantic Canada, just like Rollins Cross. So that's my little dip into musical.
Okay.
History. And speaking of local and bagpipes and rock music, Do Not Resuscitate Rock Band. So this is a group started by two emergency room physicians in Lethbridge, Wes Orr, guitar, and Kevin Martin, drums. And they recruited other medical doctors. So the whole band are medical doctors, Luke Savoda on drums, Morley Wong, guitar, kidneys, and General Coolness, as listed on Facebook. I think it's true. Rob Strank, GP and bass, Kirsten Jones, vocals and general surgery, and Evelyn Wong, all medical doctors, all in DNR, playing with, and get this, the Lethbridge Firefighters Pipes and Drums Band. So they came together, the Pipes and Drums Band, mostly fire and EMS medics.
Yes, boy!
And they did a live performance that we've got for you here today on Yes Boy, a little special treat with the Eastern Link through bagpipes.
Nice!
And special thanks to Marilyn, of course, our advanced music talent scout. She dug out DNR for us. Thanks so much, Marilyn. Let's listen to DNR with the Lethbridge Pipes and Drums Band right here on Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
DNR. It's a long way to the top.
Yes, boy.
Do Not Resuscitate with the Lethbridge Pipes and Drums Band, live performance in 2019. And special thanks and total shout out to Dr. Wong there. And thanks also to Marilyn, our advanced talent scout and official meower of Yes, Boy.
Meow.
Great link there, Pauline, to Rollins Cross and bagpipes. Yes, Boy. Okay, Pauline, boy, that was fun.
Should we do songs that are coming
all
up
right
now?
Songs, boy.
Since they're songs.
Yes.
Okay, for this next
songs
part. Next
songs.
Next part, okay, is McPherson's Lament,
right,
also from the 1989 Turn of the Wheel album.
Mm-hmm.
And then Stray Cat,
right,
from the 1992 album Crossing the Border.
Right, so now McPherson's lament. McPherson was a bit of a scoundrel.
Was it? You know, I have an uncle McPherson.
Mm-hmm. Scoundrel?
I don't think so. No, I believe he was a member of the constabulary. So
okay, well, we'll go
definitely
with that.
Definitely not then. A scoundrel.
Right. So the McPherson we're talking about in the lament, fiddler and a bit of a folk hero. So apparently he was wrongfully hanged. Yeah.
Is it hanged or hung?
Gee, I don't know. You're the grammar person.
I don't know. This is one of those places where I can't tell you.
Yeah.
He was wrongfully hung, wrongfully hanged.
Anyway,
should ask Mahalia in the lunchtime linguistics.
Right, yes. So McPherson's lament is a beautiful song, though. A little more laid back, I would say.
It kind of starts with a bit of a tin whistle sort of sound.
Yeah, that Ian McKinnon, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, more research than me.
Right, and then Stray Cat, as you say. So let's go into McPherson's lament here on Yes Ball.
Yes Ball.
Give you one. gray cat, Pauline Boy?
See, that was what Derek said to me on our wedding day. I got 9 lives. Let me give you one. That's a great line. I love it.
That's a great and a great line in the song.
We could call that song one of our catastrophes.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yes.
Catastrophe.
Well, it's part of Rough Patches.
That's why. Right? Oh, which is what we're doing next.
We've already started.
Derek gives me a list and it says Rough Patch next.
Right. Yeah.
Just so you know.
Oh, Stray Cat. I love that song.
I love it too.
And it's like scratching and roaming around and stuff. I'm like, lean and mean. Like, and before that, McPherson's Lament. Like, I think it just sort of shows the diversity.
You wouldn't even think it was the same band.
Yeah. And with McPherson's Lament, there's also a live show they did New Year's in Halifax, and they're outdoors and it's nighttime and it's snowing and a bit windy, and I don't know, it's just a real cool YouTube video. You can check that out, and a pretty cool version of McPherson's Lament.
It's good to see you. It's been too long a time.
Hello there, it's Ian McKinnon of Rollins Cross, and you're listening to Yes By.
You still look good to me. Let us raise our glass now.
Yes, Bob.
Call me,
baby. Thanks so much to Ian McKinnon for that stinger in there. And yes, indeed, Rollins Cross here today on Yes, Boy. So now, okay, speaking of being married, Pauline, so
Speaking of being married.
The wedding ring.
Yeah.
You know and love.
Yeah.
But then, check out this little puppy here on the other hand.
Oh, the elastic band wedding ring.
I've got a small elastic band.
Are you just hanging on, or?
Well, yeah.
Are we about to announce something on Yes, Boy?
On your thread. No, in fact, this is one of Lenny's little toys.
Lenny's our orange tabby.
Oh, right,
for those
cat.
Of you
Lenny
don't...
is our cat.
Cat, that's
don't
not a rough patch.
Well, it's a catastrophe.
Oh,
right.
Okay,
right.
You just didn't want to write catastrophe.
I should have done
okay,
that.
Okay, so it's a catastrophe.
It's a bigger word, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah. And this catastrophe, of course, is brought to you today by Marilyn, the official meower of Yes Boy, and Raspberry Timbit Girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of our catastrophes are actually brought to us by Marilyn. So. Hello, Marilyn. Shout out to Marilyn today.
Yes, Boy.
Big help to our show. So, Lenny, the cat, thank you, the orange tabby, he loves these, little rooting around at things, right? And so...
And playing with little things, twist ties.
Anything,
and
yeah.
Bottles and just stuff.
He's a bit mischievous, right? And so, this band, I moved it, and wherever I put this little band,
it's a tiny little elastic band.
It's like literally the same size as a finger, because it's like a perfect fit.
Yeah, because you're engaged now.
I'm engaged to a cat.
to Lenny.
To Lenny. So I didn't know what to do, and I just put it on my finger instinctively.
Because he kept getting it.
Right.
And knocking it on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And the dog would get it. And...
Right. Which brings me to the bread tie, or the bread thing. What are those things called?
Well, not a bread tie, not a twist tie, but those little plastic tab that closes up a bread
bag.
So
this is both a catastrophe and a rough patch.
It's time for Rough Patches. Rough, rough.
So a bread, what are those things called?
Tab. Let's call
bread,
it tab
bread
and move
tabs.
On.
Okay. The bread tab got left out. We won't say the backstory on that, right?
It was our son.
Right. Thank you. Lenny, so the cats and the dogs work in tandem. Lenny knocks it onto the floor, and then in this case, Friendly came over and licked the floor, licked the tab, and then we got a Newfoundland dog, Friendly, with one of these plastic tabs in her mouth. So I went in there, and I wouldn't be good to swallow that, right?
No.
It would be okay for Lily to swallow it, because she's got more than 9 lives.
She does
right?
have more than 9 lives.
We've talked about that in previous shows. But I went into Friendly's mouth, and bless her heart, she's so gentle. And I fished it out, sort of. I didn't realize I'd fished it out. It was actually on her, mane?
Yeah, her bib. Like the big furry patch underneath her mouth. It's on her chest.
That's a bit of a rough patch, too, down there, right?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
For Friendly.
Bit drooly down there sometimes.
Just a little bit, not very much.
Yeah.
You know?
She's a smelly dog. I'm going on air saying she's a smelly dog.
Only when she
she's just getting really near to when she needs a bath.
Yes, right? She goes to the salon.
Like, I mean, she goes like a few weeks. Like, you tell people to go a few weeks without a shower, they're going to have a little bit of aroma going on.
Especially covered in fur. That's
and
true.
Not as much as Friendly does. So actually, she has better aroma.
She's got better stink management than a human in the same situation.
Oh, gosh,
okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
You know, so
you found the bread tab on Friendly's bib, you will.
Yeah. And
so all was all right with the world.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Should we tell them about the next song coming on, or do you have more Rough Patch to talk about?
I did have another little Rough Patch sort of thing.
Yeah, but if we were to give them some Rollins Cross instead.
We could come back and do a second Rough Patch.
We could.
Okay, well, let's do that. Okay.
Next up on Yes By, we've got Morning After from the 1996 album Living River. And then right after that, from the same album, Little of Your Lovin' Goes a Long Way.
Right.
A long, long way.
We had a child that year.
In 96, yeah. Wasn't thinking about lovin' then. I was thinking about sleep.
Oh, after the birth.
Yeah, after the birth.
You're right. And that's a segue to Mahalia, our dear daughter, who has a wonderful French music show on CKXU. B.A. Du comes on Saturdays and Tuesdays, both days at 11 a.m. Mountain Time on CKXU.com.
And you know what? Her and her friend Brittany also have a Facebook page, Lunchtime Linguistics. So if you like learning about languages and the origin of words.
It's the origin of Yes Boy.
The origin of Yes Boy. See where they put that apostrophe.
Yeah, that would be oui boy. That's a French, right? Well, what's boy in French? Oui garçon.
Well, but it's not boy. It's not really.
See, I'm starting to speak French now. That's never a good thing on the show.
It's not. Yeah. Hey, Derek.
What?
Here comes the morning after.
Right,
the morning after.
Song.
All right. Here it is. Morning After.
Rollins Cross right here on
Yes Boy.
Thank you.
one, right? I'm a responder, not a...
Right.
You got this on, don't you?
Pauline didn't want to come back on, so I'm coming yet again back on.
Yeah, I'm never really sure where we're going. I'm the responder.
Well, you just ad lib it, boy, right?
I'm the part two. All right.
You know.
Speaking of part two, we're going to cover, we hope, if we don't talk too much. When I say we, I mean Derek.
Well, you're the one talking right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm trying to get a word in edgewise.
Can't get a word in edgewise.
So linguistics people, what is an edgewise word?
Don't know. I know we're covering about five albums today, so we decided we're going to do a part deux.
Part two. We got
or
a bunch
as
of
Derek
part...
would say, deux.
Part ducks.
Ducks. We're going to do a part two on Rollins Cross later work, sort of the second half
of
their
10
albums.
They had a bit of a hiatus there between 98, so that's six albums between 89 and 98. And then they had a hiatus until about 2008. And they had more albums since then, and they're still creating new music. So that they had some young children and stuff, right?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
They often start out young children.
Usually. Not always.
I always thought my dream would be to adopt a 24-year-old,
24, hey, is that where you'd start?
Yeah, that's about where I'd start.
Okay, yeah.
Get rid of all the nonsense.
What is it? Age 25, though, is when all the neurons are connected in the brain.
Well, for females, I don't know about males.
Males never happens, boy.
I don't know why.
Not a thing, right?
Not a thing.
That's a problem. That's a rough patch right there. Half the world, roughly, right?
Yeah, roughly.
Anyway, so yeah, we're going to have a show two. We got a number, like a queue of show twos. And speaking of queue, the Dardanelles. That'll be one of them too. I don't know why I thought of that.
Yeah.
Well, I know why I thought of it. Tom Power does a show queue on CBC. But anyway.
but he digresses.
Right. Yes, I did. All right. So earlier in the show, we mentioned about Robbie Burns Day and that we had a clip from Anita Best of VOBB, Voice of Bombay, Gross Warren. Big shout out to all our listeners out there in the West Coast. Host of the island of Newfoundland and Labrador. And this clip is from Anita's wonderful show, My Folk, on VOBB. Awesome. And she got a very nice bio and information about Robbie Burns. Thank you so much, Anita. So let's play that clip now, right here on Yes Boy.
We're going to start off with Robbie Burns' birthday and a little biography of Robert Burns, as read to us by Gordon Kennedy.
Many nations have produced outstanding poets who they would gladly have represent their culture. But can any nation say they have an equivalent of Robert Burns? The ploughman poet, the bard of Scotland. This one poet is indelibly linked and intertwined with the culture and people of Scotland. His life, loves, politics, verse and songs speak as them and for them. From humble roots, the eldest son of seven, Robert Burns was born in 1759 to parents both from tenant farming stock. The family endured both hardship and poverty. Burns survived the test and began to write, first at 15, and to publish his first volume some 2 years later. He wrote in both true Scottish dialect and English, as well as turning his hand to song. Politically, he was an inspiration to both liberalism and socialism, as well as a Scottish Parliament. His unique ability enabled him to appeal to all, and quite rightly, to be viewed as the national poet. As well as creating his own great works, he was also an avid collector of Scottish folk songs, preserving for posterity the works of others. However, his own life was short, dying at the young age of only 37. What further greatness would have lain before him is impossible to say, but poetically, on the day of his death, his son Maxwell was born. His fame today is worldwide and celebrated in January of each year with the traditional Burns Night. Each New Year's Eve, friends and families the world over link arms to sing Auld Lang Syne, giving immortality to his words and aims. As former Secretary General of the United Nations Kofi Annan says, Burns' poems dignify and illuminate the struggle faced by the vast majority of the world's population today.
And that was a glowing tribute, no doubt, from Kofi Annan. And the poems of Burns continue. They'll hang on forever. His address to a haggis and his great line from To a Mouse, Would the gods the gift he give us to see ourselves as others see us? It's a great line from Robert Burns.
All right. Interesting. Robbie Burns, thank you again so much to Anita Best. And, you know, you do so much for VOBB and for Newfoundland and Labrador music and culture and well beyond that. Yes, boy.
So, okay, we were going to do a little, like, another Rough Patch.
Well, you were, but we could just leave this as our talking piece and get right into the next song.
But it's kind of funny. But things dogs do that people shouldn't.
Haven't we done that before?
Well, we've done it, but this is like, we're going to have a bunch of those. That's going to be a separate feature.
Okay, eat their vomit.
Yeah, we've done a bunch of that sort of stuff, right? But Lily, you want to be a kitty?
Oh, Lily. Lily's our chocolate lab. And if I've got food nearby and I say, you want to be a kitty? She'll jump up and lay in my lap on the
rocker. And she jumps up over the side of a rocking chair, not the front.
Yeah.
Like the highest thing to go over, she's going to go over. Yeah. She's a great leaper.
And she lands really, really pretty smoothly.
Oh, yeah. But she licks your arm a lot.
She does, to get me to pet her.
I think it's a tattoo.
Well, it's not even on that arm.
Oh, right. It is right. So the thing about things dogs do that people shouldn't, if we went into someone's home and we're all sitting in the living room, we wouldn't then go over to one of our other people and start licking their arm.
Right. And then jumping up on their lap.
And then wanting their food.
Right, right.
We wouldn't generally, I don't think usually we wouldn't do, you know. Well, yeah. But then another thing is under the table, like a kitchen table, how dogs like to
wedge in there.
They get in there and they like, they're hanging out for food to drop.
Yeah,
morsels, right?
Yeah, they're smart.
You know, so I think people usually would not do that.
I would usually not climb under the table.
If you go over to a guest's house, you wouldn't get under the table.
Waiting for
food to
it's
fall.
I wouldn't call that a friend's house if that's where I'm getting fed.
Well, I mean, if they were okay with that, then that's a true friend. That's
a lifelong friend
if they're okay with you hanging out under the table, right? Now, the dog would say it's great crotch access.
I'm not sure if we're allowed to say crotch, Derek.
Well, I don't know. I'll have to check about that. If this stays in the show, it was allowed. But I have a Rough Patch dog story from Maryland about dogs under tables. So Maryland used to have a guide dog because she's blind. We've mentioned that before in the show. And she had a guide dog named Wimber, who was the most amazingly behaved Labrador retriever, black lab. And Wimber would, like, in a restaurant, be under the table. So they went out with someone else who had a dog in training, and that dog wasn't quite as well behaved as Wimber, let's just say. And so as the story goes, as Marilyn told me, this other dog, that someone came to the table and said to the other person, sir, do you know where your dog is? And he said, yeah, under the table. And the waiter said, no, he's actually in the kitchen of the restaurant. And he was, like, eating a bunch of butter and stuff. And meanwhile, Wimber, the perfect guide dog, was under the table and just, you know, hanging out, right?
Being a good
dog, yeah. Yeah, so that is a Rough Patch for the other dog.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And shout out to Marilyn, our official meower of Yes Boy.
Official meower of Yes Boy.
So that was kind of a fun story.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like that
one. How about we now list the next songs that are coming up?
Right. Well, yeah, there was some other stuff I wanted to say about Rollins Cross.
We can talk about that after this set.
Okay, we will then.
All right, next up, Boogie Land from their 1998 Make It On Time. Mm-hmm. And then after that, You Will Always Have My Love, also from the same album. I'm talking to the listeners.
That's the title of the song.
Title of the song. It's not a statement of affection.
Well, no, it's not. Like, it's not a thing.
Well, I mean, it's a thing, but it's not a thing.
Now I'm really confused. It's the title of the song. Rollins Cross here today on Yes Boy.
Yes Boy. Right.
Yeah, so that's from 1998. God, we had like a two-year-old at that point. Oh, my God.
Oh, she was the best two-year-old on the planet.
Right, yeah.
Anybody who knows us will say, don't you dare complain about
I'm not complaining. At all.
All right. Press the buttons, Derek. Make the magic happen.
All right, here on Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Yes Boy.
Love, and music won't break your heart. get my constant dedication. My feelings for you, you may not be aware of. You have been my inspiration. You will always have my love. We may face indecision, situations that we have no control of. Let division come between us, but you will always have my love. I am an ember in the ashes of your fire of hope. Inside darkness, inside doubt. And when you're singing underneath a tide of tears, remember, I will not burn out. You will always have my love. You will always have my love. Have my love, everlasting adoration. This is something that you can be certain of. Just as surely as sunrise in the morning, girl, you will always have my love. Just as surely as sunrise in the morning, girl, you will always have my love. You will always have my love. You will always have my love.
All right, Polly and Bly, welcome back to Yes, Bly. And listening to Rollins Cross.
Yes, Bly.
Comprised of band members from primarily Atlantic Canada. I wanted to mention that earlier. I'll mention it now. Ian McKinnon, originally from Halifax. I met him in Newfoundland in St. John's. And then the Panting brothers, Dave and Jeff Panting, the songwriting duo from St. John's, and plays lots of instruments and vocals. Now, in the last couple of sets, some of the music, we have Joey Kitson from Prince Edward Island. I love PEI.
I love PEI, too.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's ever been to PEI and not liked it, like, ever.
Oh, it's so laid back. I love it there.
Yeah, I like it there, too, a lot.
And then...
I still prefer Newfoundland, but...
I love that island as a plan B.
As a plan B. And it does have a bridge, after all. That Confederation Bridge makes it a little easier to get to.
So you hope they never make a bridge to Newfoundland?
No, boy. No.
So
it's true, seriously.
Let's not even float that idea out there, right?
No, we're changing the flag and the license plate, but we're not building a bridge.
Right, so unthink that, right? And I wanted to mention Brian Bourne and also Howie Southward on drums from 93 onwards from Allura, Ontario.
Allura. We've been to the Allura Gorge, so I know we've been to Allura.
Yeah, we used to live in Waterloo, right? And Allura wasn't too far. Spectacular landform in there.
Yeah.
Allura Gorge, yeah.
There you go.
And a shout out to our listeners in Toronto, Met Radio and the GTA. Hello. Check out Allura Gorge. It's awesome if you've not been. So I want to say thanks very much to Rollins Cross. Wow, amazing music. Super talented. Toured the world. Done so much. Over 30 years. More than 10 albums and counting still, right? Awesome. We can't wait to see what's coming up next with Rollins Cross. And stay tuned for a future Yes Boy show. Rollins Cross, number 2, coming up sometime in the future. I'm keeping that sufficiently vague, but we will look at their second series of albums from 2008 onwards, as Pauline mentioned, and that will be super fun.
Well,
and
maybe we could listen to a little bit more of their music to end off the show today.
All right, bye. Yeah.
We've got Dance Hall coming up from their 93 album, Reel and Roll, and then the last song, title track, Reel and Roll, from the same album.
Right. right. And that was their best-selling album, actually. And
really?
A national radio hit, Reel and Roll. Nice one to take us away here at the end of Yes Spy. Thanks very much, everyone, for tuning in. We will see you. Well, you can hear us next week.
Yes Spy. Thanks for listening.
Yes Spy.
We get to play when the work is through.